All right, we will see if this finally works, but welcome to another episode of the Take the Shot Pod. I'm Nick.
And I'm Alec. And we're joined by our third co-host, Rico, bashing on food right now. I wish I was like him.
He is going after it. He's feasting like Zeke, my boy.
The dog or the running back?
The running back.
My dog's better. My other son. And Lacey, get well soon. I love you. She's got a torn ACL. That's a dog, by the way. So
yes. Not a human.
No. If your name's Lacey, sorry. I don't love you. Unless you're the dog. Okay. What the fuck happened this week, Nick? What are we talking about?
We'll finally address the big news of the week for like the fourth time, but Bad Bunny is doing the Super Bowl halftime.
And what's your take on it?
Well, I know your take was Trump's going to try to deport him, but he's also from Puerto Rico, so I don't know how that's going to work.
Nick, the thing is, you think he cares? He doesn't know the difference.
Okay, you act like Trump's going to personally deport him, though.
No, bruh. I ain't saying he is. Of course, he's like, haven't you ever seen a movie? The bad guys don't make the name people do the work for him.
When they go through all the paperwork and everything, and they deport him, or they try to deport him, and they see he's from Puerto Rico, what the fuck are they going to do?
Do you think I don't want to get canceled on this podcast. I don't want to be on the list because of what I say on this podcast. You think there's an official thing when people snag people up on the streets? You think they're actually filling out the paperwork, or they just put them in the camps?
I don't know. Plus, to be fair, it's also Bad Bunny, so it's like, you can't just fucking snatch up Bad Bunny and have no one fucking notice.
What about those backup dancers?
I'm sure he'll make sure they get taken care of. I don't really know what he's going to do for his show.
Well, I can tell you what he's not going to do, have his little buddy he has a song with come out with him.
Which one?
Your best friend. The guy you simp over. Can't believe you say his name.
Hey. If Drake comes out, ooh, it's going down.
The guy who got going down how? The ratings? I turned that shit off right away.
Hell nah. Bro, that halftime last year was weak as fuck.
No. Kendrick got the whole stadium to say A minor and kill that guy. That was awesome.
That was weak.
Here's Nick.
Bro. Drake is so much better. It's not even close. Kendrick isn't even a top five rapper.
Do you have any other takes on this halftime show, or can we transition to something else this week?
I'm just excited for Bad Bunny, and I will be jamming out to Moscow Mule, which hopefully he plays, and either drinking a Moscow Mule or a margarita during halftime, or probably just all Super Bowl.
Well, I don't have any other takes besides I'm kind of glad they went this route. I thought it was going to be Jelly Roll or Morgan Wallen.
Oh my god! If it was Morgan Wallen, I would have fucking. You know what? I would have protested the Super Bowl. I would have watched.
Well. That's probably because your boy Lamar's not going to get there this year, as evidenced by their record. They're 1-3 right now. Had a game this weekend that was hilarious. And we're just going to transition to this. Nick, on the last podcast, you said nothing better than a get-right game for the Chiefs, against the Chiefs. The Ravens lost 30-13. Your take?
Fire Harbaugh.
Why is that Harbaugh's fault?
It's just his fault.
That's not good analysis.
We don't need to get
into it. Here's the thing, Nick. At some point, if you have a generational quarterback who is supposedly the best quarterback in the league and MVP, you got to rise above that nonsense that any bad defense or bad coaching will and just fucking win the game. And what's Lamar's record against the Chiefs?
No idea.
It's 1-6. Beat him. I don't want to hear from you about how you're the MVP or how you're the best player in the league until you can beat that man. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs and Steve Spagnuolo and Andy Reid and Travis Kelce, they are your daddy. Just fucking beat him.
Bro, they would not have done shit unless Worthy can come back that game. Literally saved that team.
Well, Lamar got Isaiah Likely back. What happened?
I did not even see Isaiah Likely even get in there.
Because he turned the game off so quick because they were down by 30 by halftime.
No. Whatever. That game. It's early in the season.
Well, 1-3 teams statistically, like...
Because normally 1-3 teams are bad, but they've had a tough schedule to start.
And it's still going to be tough.
But whatever. At one of those teams is coming out 1-3 at the end of that game.
Exactly. And?
Hey.
It was Ravens. And now they may not have their quarterback for the next couple of weeks, it looks like, because he's got a hamstring injury. Now you trust Cooper Rush to put that thing back on track? If he's out 3 weeks, they lose the next three games. They'd be 1-6. You think they're making the playoffs if they go 1-6?
Hopefully we just tank the rest of the season. We load back up in the draft. We get Lamar, a really good receiver.
Oh, God. Every year it's about Lamar needs a receiver. Lamar needs a receiver. Man, make a receiver. Pat Mahomes has nobody. He still
makes has made a receiver. He's making Zay Flowers. He's made Rashawn Bateman's career. Mm. That motherfucker's always injured. Honestly, I'm surprised he's one of the ones not injured this year.
Just give it time, man.
At this point, it doesn't really, at this point, if Rashawn Bateman gets injured, it doesn't even matter.
Give it time. Any other... So, let's go through the NFL. This is the NFL and college football recap show before we dive into a little postseason baseball action. Any other NFL takes? I guess I'll pull up the schedule.
Prime time was ass.
Yeah, we're not going to... Well, actually... Surprisingly, that Cowboys-Packers game was hilarious.
That was actually a fun game to watch. I actually ended up staying home and actually watching that game.
And Matt LaFleur, you're a coward. First of all, you played for the tie. Second of all, Cowboys have no fucking defense.
I don't even know if they played. I don't even know if he's a coward. If he was just, they just played that fucking last part of the game like so fucking stupidly.
I don't understand why. If Jordan Love is so good, why do you just insist on throwing behind the line of scrimmage and 5-yard passes? Just take a couple shots, man. You're supposed to be an offensive genius. Scheme him open.
He's had some shots to Romeo Doubs.
Take more. Try to win the game.
They did. Their defense just couldn't stop anyone.
I thought the Packers' defense was supposed to be good.
It was, but George Pickens decided to be at the YN of the week.
The week before, against the shitty-ass Bears defense, they got like 13 points. Or 14 points.
Bro, it's the Cowboys. You want to explain the logic of the Cowboys?
Oh, I just want to... I want you to find me...
I feel like Dak always shows up for like these games, the games that he should fucking get blown out and we think he has no chance for, but then like the games that he should win and should like blow the other team out or at least have like a really good game. Bro plays like ass.
I literally
saw a stat today, like... Tony Romo was like 77, like up to this point in their career, like Tony Romo was like 77-49 and like Dak is 77-48-1.
Yeah. Tony Romo.
They almost have the exact same career.
People back in the day would have hated. Tony Romo got so much shit back in the day. It would only be worse. If Tony Romo was still the quarterback of the Cowboys, there'd be constant debates of is Tony Romo elite?
I've definitely heard a lot of those. We definitely had a lot of those.
I feel like it'd be heightened because you can't be bad. You got to be really good or really bad. You can't be mid. And Tony Romo skewed more towards the mid side than really good or really bad. And especially since he's a cowboy, it would just be 10 times worse.
Well, yeah, that's what I felt like when I heard it because he was a fucking cowboy.
Well, yeah. We're going to skip the Monday night games because those suck. The Bears Raiders. Well, I'm a Bears fan, so
I'll also for getting all those garbage time yards.
Yeah, I'll take Bears Raiders real quick. You know, that game sucked on both sides. Pete Carroll, you played like a coward. You deserve to lose the game.
They sold that game.
They did sell that game. But shout out to the Bears for actually, when shit got ugly, they still grinded out a win. I apologize.
You good, bro?
No. Usually, in an ugly game like that, when Max Crosby comes out and just fucking goes crazy in the first quarter, that would have spiraled into a stupid, like, 21-10 loss that would look shitty and terrible. And they got back together after halftime. They grinded out a win against a team that's probably on par with them. And a win's a win. They're 2-2 headed in the bye. You got to take that.
And Ashton Jeffy finally looked good for a game.
Yeah. Well, that was more against the Bears defense because the Bears run defense is like the worst in the league and it sucks and they're pathetic.
I remember hearing a stat where, like, literally, basically, Ashton Jeanty just literally gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, like, every fucking time.
Yeah, and look at the time he doesn't. See what happens. I think, I'm pretty sure that before coming into the game, the Raiders had the 30th overall, like, the last most efficient run game.
32nd?
32nd, yeah. I think that, well, I think they were 30th, so maybe not the worst.
Okay, so not, okay.
But they were 30th, and look what happened. Ashton Jeanty got, like, 200 total yards. So.
Dog.
He's fine.
Jags won another game, and they have a unrealistic turnover margin, but somehow, I think it's just balancing out from last year with them, like, literally having, like, the worst turnover margin last year, because they literally just cannot get any turnovers. Now they're just forced to fuck ton of turnovers. So I'm assuming at some point that's going to even out.
And also, Trevor Lawrence is not good, and neither is Brock Purdy, which he may still be a little hurt, but
Panthers really not good.
Panthers got to figure out what the fuck they're going to be, because one week they're blowing out the Falcons 30-0. The next week,
I think that was more of a, I think that was more of a Falcon stat than it was a Panther stat.
And also, I think it's because, I mean, New England used to be a major media market because they always were good, and then they kind of went back in their hole after Brady left, and no one really cares about them anymore. If y'all look at what Drake May's doing, pretty good.
Drew, my boy, my dog.
Shout out to the Rams for finally ending the Colts, even though they almost should have probably lost that game.
Yeah, but thank you, the Rams. Colts kind of fucked themselves. In shout out AD Mitchell.
Ways, yeah. There's gonna be better games for that guy.
What other game? There's one of the. Oh yeah. Can't wait for the game where fucking Jalen Hurts throws for like 150 yards and Devontae Smith and AJ Brown finally lose their shit because they actually lost the game.
It's coming.
It's coming, and I can't wait for it.
It's coming, but they may just run. I don't think they're going to be undefeated.
They're not going to run the table.
I don't think
but
they're that elite, but they have a good enough team to where Jalen Hurts can play like shit and they can still win.
I know. Is he sick?
I don't know.
If you heard that noise, that was Rico.
Probably ate too fast. Let me put it on.
Probably. He was bashing. Dude was bashing. Alex giving him some water. And while Alec gives him some water, there wasn't really any other, I guess, Vikings Steelers. That game was kind of dumb, but I feel like all the international games are dumb. Vikings play another international game this week. They play the Browns. I don't know why the NFL just hates all their international fans. Gives them literally like the worst possible games for the most part. Chargers Giants. Oh yeah, Jackson Dart got his first win. Cam Ward finally made the Titans rest because they kind of are. Texans finally scored over 20 points. And won their first game. And Michael Penix threw him to my boy Drake London. And yeah. Alright. Oh yeah. And I guess we could kind of talk about the tie for the Packers Cowboys.
Yeah, my biggest other game.
Oh yeah, speaking of ties, I guess we never talked about it in our NFL contest. But how do we want to address ties? Do we want to do the NFL rule and count them as half a win?
Sure.
Okay. And speaking of that, should I just update everyone with the updated numbers?
Do you have them?
I will in a second.
After yeah. I enter this while formula. While you enter all those numbers in, I have a take about the NFL. Ties shouldn't exist. Fuck ties. We're not soccer. Get that bullshit out of here.
If that I agree with.
If you want to do something stupid, if you want to like have a field goal off or something, I don't care. But I understand why we can't have multiple overtimes. I know that, especially in the regular season, that would suck for the bodies. Pick a fucking player to go just Oklahoma drill or something. I don't care. Figure out a way how ties don't exist. Thank you. And also, we got to make kicking harder. okay? No more of this nonsense. You cannot reward shitty offenses with 57-yard field goals for 3 points. They didn't do good. They got to, like, the 40. That's not good. Make it harder on the kickers because they've gotten too good. It's not against kickers. It's not a problem with kickers. Shout out to kickers for doing their job better. But it's a problem with shitty offenses getting rewarded for shitty drives because their kicker has a strong-ass leg. I'm over it.
How do you feel about the NFL playing all these international games?
Stupid. No, they don't want us there.
They sell out. So.
Yeah, because people go and people from Pittsburgh go to Ireland and be like, oh,
there's not that many people from like Pittsburgh going to fucking Ireland. Like, there's obviously European people that go there to watch it.
Well, it's not like just give it to the fans. No, all these corporations hate their fans, man. They always like, oh, we love you, thank you, but it's all just a money grab. That's all I care about.
Yeah, you're loyal to these shitty ass teams.
So are you, Ravens fan. Look at them, 1-3.
I'm not loyal to the Ravens, I'm loyal to Lamar.
Well, he's shitty too, 1-3.
Alright, well, I got the updated points. I guess we'll start with the NFL. Alex is currently winning 33-29.
Sweet. And I'm probably losing the college football one because...
College, we're actually tied. 32-32.
Look at that. We're two smart people.
Yeah.
But once my playoffs get locked in for college football, I'm going to wipe you out.
Ooh, I'm actually liking my playoffs better because I got Ohio State, Oregon, Texas, Michigan. I don't like SMU. I got Miami. Miami was a steal for me. I got Texas Tech. They might just fucking run through the Big 12.
Yeah, I got Utah.
That was a steal. Then I got Florida State, Tulane. You got Penn State. Got smacked by Oregon. Well, didn't really get smacked, but...
They're still going to make the playoffs. They're still going to make the playoffs.
For a while, Alabama was doing a little BTA against them. Not bounce that ass, but belt ass. You got LSU. Fucking everyone, well, every LSU fan.
I got
fan,
LSU like, and Ole Miss, so I basically need the SEC.
Yeah, Ole Miss was your steal.
I'm telling you, Lane Kiffin, baby. Yeah. Also, that play call to ice the game, that was sexy. I love Lane Kiffin.
Not watch that game.
That's on you, man.
Well, I wasn't Lincoln. Oh. Working
well,
in it.
Your phone.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're done with the NFL. Do you have any other NFL takes before we transition to college? Recap?
Nah, I figured we'd transition to college until I started bringing up our college football draft.
All right, well, my first take...
We're going to figure out this thing. Are we doing IHOP for both?
Yeah.
What the fuck? What if you lose both? I figure...
Man, I don't give a fuck. I'll go to IHOP twice.
This dude loves pancakes so much.
I actually like waffles more than pancakes. So if we can go to, like... If we had a Waffle House here... Ooh... And we had, like, a some...
To be fair, pancakes? Better than waffles.
No. Okay. No. That's nonsense. Oh, waffles are so much better. Okay. You know why? Because you put that butter on them, they seek in those little waffle hole things, and then you syrup them, and they just... It seeps in there. It seeps in there. It makes it... On a fluffy waffle, you know, like a you know, like a good Belgian waffle?
Pancakes are better.
You're a freak. You're a freak. Audience out there, please, tell this man he's wrong.
I know people like, how does someone like pancakes better? Give me a pancake over a waffle.
Why? Pancakes, yeah, it's just...
Give me like a good chocolate chip pancake, fire.
What about chocolate chip waffle?
I feel like those don't turn out as well.
Bad take by you.
That's fine. Just give a controversial food take of the week.
I got it.
This could be it.
Could have been your shot. Could have been my shot. God damn it, because I don't have one lined up.
What was your shot?
I don't know.
Waffles better than pancakes?
Yeah, that could have been my shot. But
I guess that can be considered controversial.
All right. What games are we going to review for college football?
Might as well start Oregon-Penn State. I did catch a little bit of that while I was at the gym. Penn State was being Penn State. Oregon was putting BTA until the fourth quarter. Then Penn State came back, pushed it to OT. We went to double OT, and then, of course, Drew Aller threw an interception at the worst possible time, just like he did in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, I don't like Drew Aller, and I don't know why I put real money on Penn State to win a championship when they're always going to fucking Penn State because James Franklin sucks. And
wait, why'd you put real money on Penn State?
I got a future on him.
Fuck? When?
Long time ago. Like, before, like, the offseason. Because I knew they were all coming back, when it, and I was like, all right.
I guess you put a bet down? That's surprising.
Yeah, I did that on the Reds, too. So the Reds, well, we'll talk about baseball later. But I'd be out here. I won that DraftKings contest this weekend. I'm feeling myself.
All right.
I'm still not DJing like you, but if I'm committed to it, I can convince myself it's worth it. But also, I'm stupid as fuck because Drew Aller sucks. And it's really going to piss me off when he goes first round for no fucking reason other than he's a white quarterback who won a lot of games in college. That guy sucks. He's not good. He's never been good. I don't understand why he keeps getting away with the shit he does and people keep hyping him up. He's not good.
Yeah. Who's going to be the number one QB this year? Because Arch isn't leaving.
Carson Beck.
Carson Beck? Could John Mateer be the first overall QB?
No. The body type is not up to par with what people want.
To be fair, I've not been keeping up with his body type.
He's just like a... Isn't he small and skinny?
I don't know. He looks decent size to me. Nah. But I guess I'm not really like... I haven't been like locking into the draft profiles yet.
I don't think...
I'm just trying to think like... Oh, I guess Dante Moore. Dante Moore could be... If he falls out this year.
Dante Moore makes some dumbass plays, man. I know he gets bailed out because his team is so good around him. And he actually does have talent, but he makes some stupid plays.
I guess from what I heard from Tom McShay thinks he's the best passer, best pure passer in college right now.
That's not true. I can name one better in the Big Ten. I'd get called stupid for saying this.
Dylan Raiola?
Yeah, he's a better,
bro, but he's talking about people that can come out right now.
Okay.
That doesn't.
Well,
I think he said that he likes also, like he likes the classes below better, but like for people that can come out right now, he's like the best pure passer.
Fernando Mendoza, the Indiana quarterback.
Can he come out?
Yeah.
To be fair, I think he has some questions about him mostly because of the system, but that's probably more.
But he does have an arm.
But yeah. Hey, to beat Iowa, although we're talking about betting scandals, everyone is upset that he took that safety. Which, when he actually explained it, yeah, I was like, you know what? Actually, that's reasonable logic. That can be justified. But people definitely thought it was point shaving.
Well, I don't think it was that. I think Kurt Cincinnati's just a coward, doesn't want to punt.
No, literally people, well, at least I saw on Twitter, at least betting Twitter. Everyone thought it was like point shaving.
Nah, he's not doing that.
But I'm like,
people do the Ravens punter.
But it makes sense. Like you don't want to like do it right. Like he's running back to try to like kill the clock, but you also don't want to do it right at the end zone because then if you again like he was saying if he fumbles or some shit right at the end zone and exactly. Then like
the Ravens did this in the Super Bowl versus the Niners.
Yeah, you still win, but punter. He just ran out of the end zone. They got the safety, but there's no time left, so there's no so. They didn't even kick it off. They or didn't punt it or whatever. It just ended 20-15.
Yeah, well,
which is literally one of the most Iowa games of all time.
Fuck you, Iowa, for not ending those assholes. Now we probably have to wait for I don't know the rest of Indiana's schedule. I think they play Oregon. I'm pretty sure they do.
Yeah, I think they do play Oregon.
And Oregon, if you don't win, Dan Lennon, you are on my shit list. Okay, just enough with these guys. Fuck them.
Oh, I saw a picture of Dan Lennon. Everyone thought he was a. Thought he was good on skiing. I'm not talking about the mountains.
That was not subtle at all. We know what you're talking about.
That's fine.
Another game that
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Yeah, they do play Oregon in 2 weeks.
Good.
Oregon has a bye this week, then. Yeah, they play.
Good. I hope they come out of bye pissed off. Is it at Indiana or at Oregon?
Oh, it's at Oregon, though, so...
Oh, they'll win that game. I wanted to be at Indiana and make those fans sad.
Indiana might get... Yeah. Yeah, Indiana ain't winning that game. I'm sorry. Rutgers... Honestly, after that, Oregon may just win out.
What's the rest of Indiana's schedule, please?
So it's Oregon schedule, Indiana...
Oh, Indiana also has a bye week. Then they got Oregon. So they'll both be coming off a bye. Then Indiana has Michigan State. They got UCLA at Maryland. Then they also go to Penn State. They got Wisconsin and Purdue.
What the fuck? Bro, this bullshit schedule.
So, just a bunch of worst, they probably go like 10-2.
Oh, I fucking hate them. I hope they lose to like fucking Maryland for some reason. Some stupid reason.
It is college football, so that is definitely a possibility.
Any other big games that jumped off the screen to you? Georgia Tech, thank you for coming back and beating Wake at the last minute. Georgia Tech.
I found out Robbie Ashford was like a former 5-star.
I don't know who that is.
He's a quarterback for Wake.
Oh, see?
But in our Dynasty League on NCAA, that's who I started. That's who I started up with. I started up with Wake. Granted, I turned him to South Harmon, and Robbie Ashford was my quarterback. And that explains why he was actually kind of decent. He sucked at throwing, but he was fast. I was like, oh, what the fuck does he have this good stats? Oh, he's a former 5-star, which I also ended up with last year when I did it. I
got a former Haynes King. Haynes King is the GOAT. I love that guy.
But yeah, whatever. So if you do start NCAA down season, you start with shitty teams, just try to find a shitty school with a former 5-star quarterback that was just fast but literally has no other skills. Was there any other games of significance?
Mississippi State. Alec, we were so close on our upset picks, except a Washington kind of fumbled the bag at the end.
Washington?
They kept it close the whole game.
Yeah, they kept it close, but they never really felt like they were going
to
win it.
I know, but Mississippi State, there actually was a chance for them to win. Mississippi State has some dogs, man. They got some good players on that team. And Tennessee, I don't think they're that good, so they should have lost that game. But, you know, shit happens.
Oh, yeah, I guess you would see Illinois. Yeah, that was kind of a thing.
I don't know how the hell USC lost that game, but shout out to Illinois for coming back from getting their ass killed.
Was it Illinois up most of the game?
Yeah, but I don't know because like it was one of those games. You know when like the Raiders Bears game.
I'm telling you these West Coast to East Coast or West Coast to like even like Central Standard Time. Like I'm telling you those early games fuck them up.
I agree with you, yes, but I also think that USC still has some Pac-12 in them, and they need to get Big 12 tough, because Illinois will just come and try to beat you up. Big 10 tough. Because Illinois will just come in and try to beat you up, and they got beat up, and it fucked them up.
Oh, they're trying to pig roast crotch rocket.
Any other games that jumped out from you on the schedule?
That was it.
All right, well, we will, as I teased last podcast, it is now time for Alex MLB Fun Playoff Rankings. We're going bottom to top, most fun, if they win and go on a run. Number 12.
Hayden.
Is, of course, the Dodgers.
Hayden ass.
First of all, nobody wants to see a repeat.
I do.
The Dodgers are annoying.
Shohei's daddy.
Shohei, fine. But the rest of the team, they're not fun. Mookie sucked this year, to his standard. Freddie Freeman's been in the playoffs forever. I actually respect Freddie. Freddie's actually really good. But they're starting, all the Dodgers do is they get all these starting pitchers, they blow out their arms, and they suck for the regular season because they don't have any pitching depth. And then they just coast through that, don't care. Oh shit, now we're healthy. We're going to kill you. Fuck them. You know what? I've told you this before, guys. The Cincinnati Reds will beat the Dodgers in the wild card series.
They will not.
They will.
They will not.
So that's the 12th team. The 11th most fun team is the Guardians, because the Guardians are cheeks. They are bad. They are very bad. You look at that lineup, if not for Jose Ramirez, that lineup sucks. And they should not have made the playoffs.
This is the best I've ever seen him prepare for a podcast.
The Brewers are number 10. Fuck the Brewers. That's all I'll say. Actually, no, that's not all I'll say, because people are just going to be like, oh, you're a Cubs fan. That's why you hate them. No, they fucking get away with the dumbest shit. They don't have any good players on their team. I don't know how they win so much.
You don't like the Brew Crew?
No, fuck them. Number 11, is the Red Sox, or number, not number 11, number 9 is the Red Sox.
Oh, bro, you got the, bro, get the fuck out of here. Red Sox should be 12.
No. Fuck Boston. Red Sox are number 9 because they at least have good pitching, like the Crotch Rocket and Garrett Crochet is really good. If Roman Anthony was still healthy, they would have him. He's like one of the best upcoming young players in the league. They have Bregman. Meh, he's fine. But you got to give him a boost because they have a classic environment. Playoff crowds at Fenway go crazy. So that's
fuck cool. Boston.
Number 8 is the Yankees. Yankees are low because they're Yankees, and Yankees fans are miserable, and it's fun to watch them lose. So you can't really root for them. But they do have Aaron Judge, who hits tanks. They have Giancarlo Stanton, who hits tanks. They have Cody Bellinger, who hits pretty home runs in their little baby ballpark. And they also have decent pitching that's kind of fun, but they're not that fun. Number 7 is the Tigers. Tigers, you can't name that many of them, but I will tell you, they have Javier Baez on their team, so they're fucking Yankees just for that. Number 6 is the team that's going to beat the Dodgers. It's the Reds. The Reds are beating the Dodgers because...
I'm going to try Ellie De La Cruz. I like him.
They have Ellie De La Cruz, but he's kind of bad. People don't want you to know that, but he's not that good. But they do have good starting pitching. Hunter Green, dog. Going to go 7 innings, shut out ball tonight against the Dodgers. He's a dog. Nick Dolo, dog. He's probably going to go like 6.5.
So he's going to go yard him first pitch.
No, he's not. Nick Lodolo, dog. Andrew Abbott, if they get to a third game. I don't know how the hell he's good, but he's good. And, yeah. But TJ Friedel, fuck that guy. He's their leadoff hitter. Hate that guy with a passion. I don't know why. Top 5 hateable athletes, TJ Friedel's number 1. Number 5.
He's so sexy.
Number 5 is the Padres. Padres would be higher on this list a couple years ago, but they got rid of Juan Soto, and Juan Soto's cool.
But they're also the Padres, and they're definitely going to choke.
Well, that's why they're number 5. Number 4 is the Cubs. Now, I'm a Cubs fan. Everybody knows that. Now, why are the Cubs not first? Because the Cubs have a bunch of losers on their team. Okay, they have PCA. PCA is fun as fuck. They have Seiya. Seiya's good when he's good, but he sucks when he sucks. They have Nico. Nico's kind of fun. They have Ian Happ. Ian Happ's not fun.
This list seems very biased.
Their pitching got a big hit when, apparently, the Cubs sent a guy out there who got a... They sent Cade Horton out there, their best young pitcher, who's their ace. And he had a rib injury and got an MRI earlier in the day. Hadn't got the results back. Still pitched him. Guess what, Nick? Results came back, and they're like, oh, fuck, shouldn't pitch him. They pulled him in the third inning because his back hurt. He's got a fractured rib, so he can't pitch for him. I hate their medical staff. I hate that team. That's why they're all the way down to number 4. If they were a good team and with lovable players besides PCA, they'd be number 1, but they're not. Number 3, Blue Jays. Blue Jays kind of fun. Remember that Jose Bautista bat flip from like 2017 or 2015 or whatever when that crowd went fucking berserk? Crowd at Toronto, kind of lit. And they have Vlad on there, Vlad Jr. He's pretty cool. They have a good starting pitching staff. Not that deep, but they've got some fun players. Number 2, it's the Phillies.
The Phillies?
Yeah, because they got big boppers. They got Kyle Schwarber. I love Kyle Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber is one of the best. He's probably one. He may be top 5 favorite players in the league. Kyle Schwarber hits tanks. They have Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper's good. They have, of course, Nick Castellanos, who kind of sucks now, but if he hits a home run in the playoffs, somebody better watch out. They have Alec Boehm, former Millard North Mustang. All right, is he West Side? I don't know. He's a former Omaha guy. He's a third baseman who they all hate because it's Philly.
Oh, look
Philly.
It up.
Philly doesn't like him. Before Zach Wheeler got hurt, they had one of the best rotations in the league. They still have some dudes. They have Jesus Luzardo, former Marlins. Shout out to Marlins. They have Christopher Sanchez. And they have Ranger Suarez. They still have a good rotation. But number 1 are the Seattle Mariners. Because their rotation is the best rotation in the game right now. They have Logan Gilbert, Brian Rue, Luis Castillo. They also have the Big Dumper. The Big Dumper gets the number 1 spot on the list alone.
Oh, he's from Roncalli.
Yeah, gross. No wonder he kind of sucks. But the Mariners are number 1 because the Mariners have the Big Dumper. They have Julio Rodriguez, and of course, they're from Seattle.
Yeah, he's like a year younger than me.
That was your MLB fun rankings. I hope some of you who are casual MLB fans have some knowledge of the league now. By the way, Mariners over Phillies in six games for the World Series.
I got the Dodgers in six or seven.
What was your tie break? How many runs did you say were going to be scored in the playoffs?
Six, seven.
See,
I feel like that's way too many, but I was like...
67?
Yeah.
I said 240, and I feel like that's way too many. I feel like I still...
Wait, hold up. Wait, is the playoffs or the World Series?
It's the playoffs. The entire playoffs.
Oh, fuck. I was just thinking of the World Series. Well, yeah. Fuck.
I feel like 240 is way too high, but everyone, I was like, I don't know. I can't even think. But all these... Like, how many runs have been scored today? Three, four, seven, one. So, eight runs through three games so far. So, it's not going to be 240.
Never mind. I fucked that with mine.
But it's not going to be 67 either. If it's 67, the MLB's got a problem on their hands because no one's going to want to watch that shit.
Bro, I didn't think... I thought it was just the World Series. I was like... To be fair, I just kind of filled it out. I didn't really pay that much attention to it.
But I'm happy to report that I still got a little Cubs fandom from the younger days in me, because that was their first playoff win earlier today in the past 8 years, and I got pumped. It felt good. I still got it in me.
Glad you're happy.
I'll hate them tomorrow and probably the next day, so it's fine. Kyle Tucker, fuck you. Put up or shut up. I hope you don't get re-signed. Fucking loser. Nick, anything else you want to talk about?
Well, Jonathan Kuminga just got signed.
Fuck. All right, take your shot.
Oh, I had to bring it up. Oh, but next pod, we will be doing NBA over-unders. And we will also come up with another punishment for that at some point.
IHOP.
Oh, my God. Alec, help us think of some other punishments. We're not
Taco
doing
Bell.
IHOP for everything.
Let's do a food thing.
Just do a food thing for everyone? Okay, we'll do IHOP for college football. We'll think of something different for NFL and... Well, think of something for
NBA. What's the Olive Garden one? All you can eat pasta, but I don't want that many carbs in me.
I don't know. I'll Google some food challenges.
Cinnamon challenge.
Oh, God. Cinnamon challenge.
Weren't people like dying back in the day? Tide Pod challenge. Let's go.
Oh, God. I feel like some of those were just natural selection tests.
Yeah.
Wait, was there any other sports news that I wanted to talk about? I guess it's just NBA Media Week. I guess I probably should just say that Kawhi welcomes the investigation. I'm glad that we heard something from him at this point. Lawrence Frank says that they know the rules. Never really answered Ramona's question if not, Uncle Dennis asked for impermissible benefits. So that was interesting. I suppose we'll find out more, and Pablo just keeps dropping his nuts on the table and releasing more, but
I think
Mark Cuban will also be back on soon, because every time Pablo drops, Mark Cuban literally just fucking writes a book on Twitter. I'm like, God damn, Mark. Like, I ain't trying to read all this. Like, and also, I think the reason why he's running so hard for Steve Ballmer, I think he doesn't want people to look in his old contracts with Dirk. I'm assuming Dirk got paid underneath the table, but the companies he's probably falling it through just didn't go bankrupt. So, yeah, that's my take on that.
My take the shot. My NBA take that I had for Media Days is I saw Chris Paul in Clippers uniform, and no one has ever looked more washed than Chris Paul in that Clippers uniform.
I saw it on Twitter. Someone literally like quoted that. Like, no one's ever looked
more
washed.
But I agreed with them. It's rare that I have one of these NBA accounts that I agree with that are just trying to roast the players. But, yes, absolutely. Nick, take your shot.
All right. Well, your boy Donnie, he's trying to put 100% tariffs on media created outside of the United States. Anyone know why I think he's doing that? Demon Slayer's box office. You might be asking, what do you mean by that? Demon Slayer, it's already outsold. Superman and the Fantastic Four.
I do not.
Do I watch any of those movies? No. But would I watch Demon Slayer? Hell yeah. Tell you, anime, it's pop culture now. It's no longer for the minorities. But yeah, that's my take. And of course, Alec just completely ignores my take. Hates it. But I'm telling you, Believe me now, or fuck. Listen to me now, believe me later on. All right, what's your shot? What's your dumbass shot that you haven't thought of?
It's better than whatever the fuck you just talked about, I can tell you that. My shot.
You created Donald Trump's tariffs because of Demon Slayer.
No. My shot is this, Nick. My shot is this.
Oh, well, let me guess what you're thinking. You're thinking like, who? Are you thinking like Charlie Kirk? How are you going?
I'm not thinking that. I don't know where I'm going with this shot because I have to think about it.
Oh, are you thinking Paul Feinbaum?
No, and I forgot to bring that up. Paul Feinbaum, fuck off. We don't want you here. Also, Paul Feinbaum, 70 years old.
To be fair, I don't... Well, I was going to say, he just kind of fits in with every fucking politician now, because... And... You know, actually, I'll say that for another take the shot, when I can't think of one. But, yeah. He'll fit right in with all those old fucks.
All I want to do is work out, man. Okay, here's my shot. If you get a puppy, just be prepared. Your life's going to be consumed by this fucking thing. I haven't worked out. I've worked out once in the past, like, week. I haven't had free time away from this goddamn thing unless I go take him over to my parents' house and my sisters take care of him. I love him. Just prepare yourself mentally. It honestly, if you're thinking about having a kid, get a puppy first.
Because, to be fair, Zeke should have prepared you for this, but...
Well, that was different. I lived at my parents' house during that time anyway. So
and of course, they just took care of him.
No, I took care. Zeke loves me. Not right now, though. He's pretty pissed off. But he loves me, normally. And Lacey loves me more. Because I protect her from him. Because he's a psychopath. But that should be a requirement before you are able to have a kid. You need to show you're ready to take care of a dog or a cat.
To be fair, not everyone plans to have kids.
But well, then you don't have to get a puppy or a cat. You just live your life free with no restrictions and enjoy it rather than
saying yourself. Not everyone plans to have one, but they do have one.
Well, someone, that's what I'm saying. You know what? Get on that, man. We got to start because there's a lot of dumbass parents in the world. And there's no test before you...
These snorting.
There's no test before you can have a kid, and god damn it. All I'm saying is safe sex forever, because there's no chance I'm having a kid.
Alright. I hope your parents will listen to this one.
If they do, I hope they listen to the one where I said they fucked me on the dating pool because my sister's names are Emma and Caitlin.
Oh yeah.
I think I've already told them that take, so I don't care.
Well, that's all we got for now. All right, goodbye. Oh, yeah. Thursday, NBA, over-unders, and football.